You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Monday, October 11th, and it's time for Valley Talk. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Sheriff Jim Tadman. And Sheriff, it's great to see you. Great to meet you. How are you doing on this Monday?
Very good, Tyler. Thank you for asking me to come in. I haven't been in here for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, and obviously the first time that you and I have been able to chat, and there's a lot of things that we have to chat about today, and it's going to be specifically a lot about road safety. A lot of talks about, we'll be talking about a couple different things within road safety, but some general road safety things that the public might need to be reminded about, because we've seen some accidents around town, and it feels like we just need a general reminder again of some simple things that we might forget.
No, and that's always a good idea. I don't think we can get enough. And I think when everybody goes out for the day and starts off their day, I think you're telling your loved ones, your children or whatever, now they've got new drivers in the houses, just to do those reminders, is to slow down. That's the biggest thing to put out there right away is slow down. Make sure you're preparing yourself in the morning, in the afternoon, that you're having enough time, and things can change. I mean, no one plans for a tire going down, or, they don't talk about we're not the big cities, but you can still run into some traffic, especially if you're coming into town off of the highway. And, right now we have the beet harvest finishing up. And those are just little reminders. But that's the biggest thing is just to slow down. So the finishing up the beet harvest is they're still pulling the tractors out and cleaning up stuff, and we can still have vehicles moving from one field to the other as they do that, but they're not going as fast as your speed limit 55 or 60, which we have out there, and that can catch up to you really quick as you're driving around thinking about the morning day, and all of a sudden it's there because you're traveling twice the speed of that. So be mindful of any of the vehicles out there that are finishing up their harvest, that they're just trying to get to one field the other. So
yeah, and there's a reason why there's the speed limit signs out there, and there's a reason for all of that, and it's just for our safety.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. It's for the safety of everyone, and that comes from the state and legislation, and we're out there making sure people are safe. That's our biggest thing is trying to get everybody from going from point A to point B is the biggest thing. Make sure you're buckling up. Some other reminders is we talk about distractions. We have the no phone use, and put that away, set it down. You can turn off the mode, as at least it tells if they're getting texts that they're driving at that time. But I know people are busy, but that seems to be our number one cause of distraction driving these days is the phone use. And people say, well, there could be other things that are a distraction, and anything in the car can be a distraction. Turning that radio, and this is a good thing to sit down and talk about with your new drivers or your younger drivers, is anything can be a distraction. A person sitting in the passenger seat can be a distraction. And those are the mindful things that we have to, keep on reminding our loved ones as they go out every day. And I do it the same thing, is drive safe. Make sure you're paying attention, because usually your accidents are mostly happening around your comfortable zone, and that's within 5 miles of your house, because you're taking that route every day. You're either going to school on that route, and sometimes you shake your head and go, did I even stop at that stop sign? Because it's so normal, and that's where the railroad tracks and everything else like that. So getting back to the distractions, dropping something in your car, or something falling over in your car, in your seat or something like that, it can all be distractions. Hitting an animal, there's big distractions, especially with the fall area time, with the animals traveling back and forth. So just wanted to give out a reminder for that, and we can't get enough of it. So but the biggest thing is slow down.
Yes, absolutely. Slow down. Follow those speed limits. You mentioned very briefly, you know, sometimes your own thoughts can be distracting too. You're just kind of thinking about your day. You're going to work. You're thinking, I have X, Y, and Z that I have to do. You lose focus. Maybe then you're going 10 or 15 miles over the limit, or you come up on the sugar beet truck. Yeah. So sometimes it's even the mindless things of just overthinking a little bit.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, like you do, you start thinking about your day and you kind of drift off and, you know, not paying attention. If you've got nice, clear roads, you know, especially traveling on Highway 2 or in the county that you're going to be driving on there for a while, is try to use your cruise control. Set that. When you come into any inclement weather, raining, or, you know, maybe you have frost on the ground, do not use that cruise control. That can be very dangerous. You can run into black ice. Use the cruise control. A lot of people say when you end up stopping them, I didn't realize I was going that fast. And if a person would think about it, and I always go back and say, okay, well, it can happen because you're either off somewhere else daydreaming and weren't paying attention at that time, you know, when that law enforcement officer clocked you at that time. But it sneaks up on you. You're daydreaming. The next thing you know, you're doing over 70 miles an hour. You're doing over 75 miles an hour. But I always try to look at it is how many times from point A to point B, going from my house to work, do I look at this my speedometer? I don't know how many times. It's a couple dozen. It's every couple miles I'm looking down if I'm not using my cruise, just to make sure that I'm staying in that safe zone. But so that's the part of it, is paying attention and giving your time for travel.
Yeah, so it's definitely a good idea just to, you know, kind of remind yourself to, hey, I got to check my speedometer a little more often. That way I'm not getting pulled over. I don't have the ticket. And then you end up being late for work. And it's just that snowball effect where it turns into, you know, one bad thing after another. So the simple things can sometimes be very big.
Yeah, and the fines these days. You know, I remember when I started to age myself as a regular traffic ticket for speeding was $25. That was it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, back 20, 30 years ago, it's still a kick in the butt, but it wasn't like, holy cow, I just lost a whole day's wages, because now they're up into the 150, 200 range, and depends on what you're going from there. It wrecks your day, and, you know, who wants to start off? Because you are. If you were probably pushing the limit to get to work, after that officer stops you, deputy, state trooper, you're probably going to be late, because it's going to take them to go through their stop, explain it to you, write that citation, write that warning, and then get you going again. You know, but yeah, they're not cheap anymore.
No, they are not. And as you mentioned, there's the sliding scale too. So it's not just a set fine. It can be a lot more depending on how fast you're going. So,
yes, that's correct. Yep. That's correct.
And the sugar beet trucks, we talked about that very briefly, but they are still around. And, you know, for the next couple days, maybe, through the rest of the week, we'll be seeing them around. Some general safety tips driving around the trucks.
Yeah, just make sure you're being cautious as they're moving slow. Make sure you have enough time to pass those vehicles or the tractors that are going there. They're going from point A to point B, and usually they'll pull over if they get a long string or they're not getting ready to turn. But make sure you have enough time to pass that. You know, I was just speaking to another employee at our office, and they were talking about up on 220 where that large tractor and machinery was going down, and people just were flying around it without really giving too much time for the other person. So that's the biggest thing is make sure you can see, you know, where they're coming out of the fields too. Be mindful as there may be dirt or debris on the roadway. So I know with the mud that comes off the tractors that all of the farmers and that will clean that up and stuff. But if you mix that with, you know, some rain or anything like that, it turns into be black ice. We've seen some accidents over the years that person says, I was just driving on the road and it's low light, and some of that moisture and that black dirt, it turns into ice. So be mindful that that's out there. And, you know, when they can clear that off, they clear that off. And if you come across something that's not cleared off, please call into our office and let us know about it. It's nice to have them and people out there as be the eyes and ears for us. So, you know, as our deputies travel the county, is they got that information, so they can either go check it out or, you know, call our highway department to have them go out there and assist if it becomes a big hazard.
What is that number for people to call?
You can call our non-emergency is this 218 and 281-0431, and that'll take you either and go into dispatch and just report it. It's the biggest thing, is if any hazards out on the road, any debris out on the road, it may not be involving, you know, the harvest that's going on, but it could be chunks of tires or something that fell off a vehicle. You know, we want to know about it too. We want to make sure the roads are safe for everybody, and, you know, hitting something and it wrecking your car as you go by. But you know, if you're going to pull over and be a good citizen and pull it off yourself or bring it to the side of the road, by all means, you have every right to do that. Make sure that you're safe leaving your car, put your hazards on, and then make sure that, you know, the road is cleared for people not paying attention and seeing you pull over for that. Yeah, just give us a call.
And if you're trying to, you know, pull something off the road, especially if it's like a piece of metal, obviously you want to make sure you have like gloves or something. Don't want to cut your hand too, trying to do something.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and if it's too much for you and stuff like that, like I said, is that's why we have our highway department and our patrol out there, so they can assist with that too if, you know, it's too big of an item. So.
You mentioned a little bit of ice, talking about the dirt turning into mud. And ice makes me think of the winter time, even though, you know, it's a beautiful day outside today. We know that the winter, it is coming at some point. And that means we need to be prepared, and we need to make sure that not just ourselves are prepared, but our cars are prepared too for the winter.
No, that's a great thing you bring up, because we, you know, today was gorgeous. Yesterday was gorgeous, kind of a great weekend. But, you know, a couple days ago we had frost, and even these mornings are getting really cold. So this is the time where, you know, I think the best thing is you don't want to do it when it's cold, but start preparing your vehicle for those winter months. You don't want to get behind on that, and just do your major checkouts. You can, you know, bring it in and get a change. If you're going to do your oil change, you can have them check it for you, or you can even do it yourself. You know, your tires, make sure that your tires are in great working order. Inspect them. You know, check the tire pressure. Anytime that you're dropping anywhere around, I think it's 10 degrees, each time you're going to lose about a pound, that you're going to lose tire pressure can decrease. So about a pound per square inch you're going to lose. So every 10 degrees, but make sure that that's staying where your vehicle manufacturers recommend you to have it at. And you have to do that because of the cold, and it gets warm and cold. So make sure you're staying up on that. That's a big thing, in that your tires, are in good working order. You don't want to be out in the side of the highway in 20 below changing a tire. It's not fun.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not fun. But make sure you're inspecting your tires. You want to make sure that your battery's in working order. If you've been having problems in the nice weather that we're having, that you know, you're not seeing the cranking amps that you're getting out of it, or it's maybe wearing down or dying once in a while and you've had to recharge it, that's probably the time that maybe you should check in look at getting new battery. It's the same thing, because that cold weather is going to also draw that out of it and have problems with your battery. So your headlights, check your lights, brake lights, turn signals, emergency flashers, and your interior lights to make sure that they're in proper working order. Windshield wipers. You get the slushy snow, you're getting a lot of rain in the fall. Make sure that they're working properly. You know, in our winter area, a lot of people will go and put on and have a heavy duty one for that snow and ice. And then when it comes to be springtime again, you can switch those out and put those back on the shelf. You don't have to use them all year long, but the heavier duty white windshield wipers sure help out. Check your cooling system. That's another big one. For any leaks or a test of coolant in there to make sure that it's properly serviced that way. And then the biggest thing for traveling during this is make sure that your vehicle's stocked. You're putting extra pair of boots in there, heavier jacket, and you know, you can put a shovel in the back. Make sure that is you're putting the ice scraper. Well, let's bring that one up. Is don't rely on the defrost to get the ice off. There's various you know, frost that comes down, or maybe raining and stuff like that. See a lot of people, you stop them and they've got about an 8-inch hole they're looking at through their window. That almost, it turns out to be almost careless, because if you can't see out your windows properly, you shouldn't even be on the road. And you know, you may have started your vehicle soon enough, and next thing you go out there to leave, and now you're running right on time, and you don't have enough on there. So take that time to, if your vehicle's sitting outside, is to scrape those windows off and make sure you have at least visual from all sides for intersections. So,
yeah, very important to you know, take the extra 5 minutes, especially when the weather's nice like a day like today. Take that extra time. You get to get in the sunlight. You get to check your lights over, check your fluids, make sure everything's good. Check your tire pressure too. You want to make sure that it's up to the factory recommended PSI. You know, it's typically found on the inside of the driver's door, so it's a good place to just make sure that you're looking. And just the simple things, again, it's a lot of simple things for road safety, whether it's in the winter or just everyday driving.
Yeah, you know, and if you're checking your tire gauges, and most of the newer cars now, they kind of tell you when your tire pressure drops below, and you can see that there's, you know, we're talking about coming up on a vehicle. Now they got the vehicles that'll sense that there's something in front of it and will stop for you and start putting on your brake. You know, that'll get your attention when you're not paying attention, but, no, this is a time to do it. You don't want to be, I'm no mechanic, but, I sure don't want to be doing it when it's 20 degrees out versus now it's nice weather. So, I will always, with our kids that going off to college and stuff like that, is, you know, pack that winter safety kit for them. Again, I mentioned is an extra jacket. You can put an extra blanket in there. Your first aid kit, a flashlight with extra batteries. You know, a couple bottles of water. You'll have to keep that inside, and you can put a small gear. And we've got them for our children in the past. It's enough. It's the stuff that perishable items like that water and that stuff, they can bring that in. If it's in their apartment, they pick it up when they go out and they set it in the back seat and go. At least you have something, especially on those long trips. You want to have that safety kit available in case you do have problems out there. Phones are always great, but there's been times through the years here in Polk County is that, you know, you're traveling and it turns into a blizzard. Not all the time that we're able to get to you. If you're having problems, we're probably having problems too. So you end up going off the road and being stuck. It might be a little bit before you get there, so prepare for stuff like that.
Very important to be prepared at this time of year, and what better time to do it than, you know, right now before the winter, because you don't want to be caught empty-handed.
Yeah, I talk about all the things I have to pre-plan for, get done before winter comes, because it's getting that time and it's like, oh my gosh, am I going to get all this done? You know, putting everything away and preparing for the winter months. But yeah, one of the things is the vehicles and getting prepared for that, or your wife or your children, and to make sure that they're getting point A to point B. So,
yep, there. And you know, we're always driving around our family, so we want to keep them, you know, very safe. And,
yes.
And of course ourselves too. So,
yep.
Yeah, so Sheriff, it was a great conversation. We were able to talk quite a bit about road safety. We could probably go on for another half hour or so talking about road safety.
You bet.
But we'll talk to you again soon in the future. I know there are some excellent events coming up for the Polk County Sheriff's Department, and it's always a good idea to remind people about road safety. So thank you very much for joining us on Valley Talk today.
Yes, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. So that was Sheriff Jim Tadman with the talking about some essentials for road safety on Valley Talk.